You are listening to a special Stumptown Trade Review coming to you from the Emerald City Comic Con. We're sitting down today with Jim Rugg. Thanks a lot for sitting down with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. It's great to have you back in the Northwest again. Glad we could work out a little bit better weather for you this time. Last time you were here, it was like 20 degrees or something.
Yeah, it's been beautiful here. I've enjoyed walking around and taking advantage of the weather a little bit.
So the big news is Aphrodisiac. I mean, talk about a book that has just exploded. I mean, you were saying that you came to the show with a huge stack and you're down to one. What kind of response have you been getting from the fans here?
Very enthusiastic, and I can't believe it. I thought I packed way too many books, and I'm shocked. It's been fantastic, and a lot of it's been podcast response. You know, like I asked people, are you just seeing the book now? Or did you know, where did you hear about it? And a lot of it's been podcast support and, you know, just positive word of mouth. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it seems to have kind of that slow burn going for it that, you know, it's got this positive word of mouth. Everywhere I look, you know, I'm starting to see more and more talking about it. But it wasn't the kind of thing that got a big push, you know, sort of advertising when it first came out. But it seems like, yeah, it's got everybody just, it's like kind of that whole, hey, look at this type feel to it.
Yeah, I think there's, whenever you see this kind of book, it's hard to tell what you're really going to get. You know, it could be kind of Wayans Brothers, over the top, silly. You know, there are a lot of directions it could go, and you just don't know until you actually see it. So I'm sure people are like, well, I like blaxploitation, but that might be lousy, or it might not be what people are looking for exactly. So,
yeah, you have really, I don't know, kind of captured the real essence of blaxploitation with this. With some of the merchandise you're coming out with. I'm taking a look at your shirts right now and the stickers that you have. I mean, this is in some iron-ons. This is really fantastic stuff. Is this something that's just kind of grown organically out of this, or?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, some of it you get an idea. Like the iron-on we did a year ago, but never thought we would sell any. And then, you know, with the response to the book, I just thought I would make some. It's relatively easy. The T-shirts, somebody in Pittsburgh commissioned them for a museum as sort of a fundraiser, and that's how the T-shirt came about.
Yeah, the T-shirt's really fantastic. The Aphrodisiac's Afro is actually Africa, and it just works really, really well, kind of negative space thing going on. It's very creative visually, so hats off. That's cool.
Thank you very much. I'm happy with how it turned out, so thanks.
So some of the other crazy stuff that's going on with Aphrodisiac, you have an Object to Afro contest going on through your website, is that right?
We're hosting it it's on Flickr is where we're posting all the art, and you can find details through Ad House Books, through my website, jimrugg.com, through Flickr, and a few sites have posted it. And yeah, it's fan art, you know, like pinups used to appear from different artists in old Marvel books, and I always loved seeing different artists' versions of a character, so that was our idea behind it.
So go into a little bit more detail. What is this contest? What can people do to enter this contest?
Anything visual they can come up with is their interpretation of Aphrodisiac, whether it's a response to one of our stories or their own idea. If somebody wants to make an action figure, remember Wizard used to run like homemade action figures? Mm-hmm. I just like all of that stuff. You know, I like that the idea of fans interacting, you know, in a way that they make it their own a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about what a creative, like the generation that's coming up seems to be this creative generation where everybody has some sort of creative outlet they seem to express themselves with. And I love that. I think that's the greatest thing ever. You ask people like what they do and people quilt and they make prints and they do all these different arts and crafts, and I just like it. So hopefully those people that are creative and like the book, it's a chance for them to you know, kind of create a little part of the character.
A quilted aphrodisiac.
Right, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, an aphrodisiac bedspread might be a real winner there.
Yeah, I grew up with, like, the Return of the Jedi, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back bedclothes. So, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love that.
So you have a couple of other projects that are coming out as well. How the West Was Weird, you've got the cover for that. Explain what that is a little bit.
It's an anthology of science fiction, I guess it's unusual Western tales, and it's a prose collection of short stories, short fiction, and I knew the editor of the book, and we were talking about me contributing, and that's what we came up with for it, you know, that I could do a cover. And I've done some covers. I did covers for a series called Out of the Gutter, which was pulp, you know, it was a crime anthology, mm-hmm. And so I'm a fan of short stories, and it just kind of worked out.
Fantastic. And then the other book you're working on right now is The Guild.
Right.
So
I'm working on it enough. I'm sure my editor would rather I was at home working on it, but right.
Well, you can say that this convention was research because the cast of The Guild was here. Did you get a chance to bump into them and say hi?
Not yet. I'm hoping to do that today.
So explain your contribution to The Guild, what you're doing, and you know, just a little bit about the comic for people who may not be familiar with what The Guild is.
Okay, so The Guild's a web series about online gamers. And being a web series, it's relatively low budget and it's live action, so they're not able to simulate the gameplay. You know, it's set in like a fantasy World of Warcraft style world, you know, Conan fantasy art. So the idea with the comic was we could show some of that fantasy, the fantasy elements, the in-game stuff. And originally they were going to have two artists. They were going to have somebody do the fantasy stuff in-game and somebody do the out-of-game stuff, which is more slice of life. And I really wanted to do the fantasy stuff, and the editor contacted me originally to do the out-of-game stuff. And I just did samples and kept sending him samples like every day while he was looking for the fantasy artist, and eventually he caved in and gave me a chance. So it's set before the events of the first season of The Guild, and it's kind of how The Guild comes together, an origin of sorts. So you get to see Codex and company all playing the game from the very beginning, whenever they start with their stock costumes and build up to be stronger characters and the characters that ultimately inhabit the Guild.
So for research, you were watching a lot of the Guild, I take it?
I was, and I downloaded trials of various games, and I think I could probably become addicted to a number of those.
This explains the why your editor says you should be working on it a little bit more.
Right.
All right, well, thank you so much for sitting down with us. I really appreciate it, and congratulations on the success of Aphrodisiac, and can't wait to see more from you.
Well, thanks, guys. It's good talking to you. Thanks a lot.